You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May will set out a timetable for her departure in early June after the latest attempt to get her Brexit deal approved by Parliament. Graham Brady, the chair of the powerful 1922 committee that can make or break Conservative Party leaders, described his meeting with Mrs. May as a very frank exchange.
We have agreed to meet to decide the timetable for the election of a new leader of the Conservative Party as soon as the second reading has occurred, and that will take place regardless of what the vote is on the second reading, whether it passes or whether it fails to pass.
3 years after Britain voted to leave the European Union by a slim majority, there's little clarity over when, how, or even whether Brexit will happen. When Theresa May took over from David Cameron as Prime Minister in the wake of the Brexit referendum, in which she campaigned to remain in Europe, she left the public in no doubt as to where she now stood.
I'm very clear, Brexit does mean Brexit.
Following the 1922 committee's announcement, Boris Johnson, the face of the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union, told the BBC's Hugh Edwards that he'll be standing as a candidate to replace Theresa May as Conservative leader.
You want that?
Mr. Johnson resigned from the cabinet last July in protest at Mrs. May's handling of the exit negotiations. He set out his pitch to the Conservative membership in a speech at the party's annual conference in October. Some members queued for hours to get a seat. Several senior Conservatives are also expected to enter the contest for the leadership, with the winner also becoming Prime Minister. Meanwhile, the European elections look set to cause more angst for both the Conservatives and the opposition Labour Party. Both parties are seen as having little direction as to how to get Britain out of the EU. Pro-Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage has set up a party to contest the European elections called the Brexit Party, and that looks set to suck up the votes of disaffected citizens like computer repair shop owner Lee Heggie from Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales.
I'd like to see them actually be so disruptive that we end up being thrown out. If that's what it takes for us to leave the EU, so be it. Because at the end of the day, we voted out. They should even be in there. And I think Nigel Farage and the rest of them would even say the same. We shouldn't be in there. The country voted out.
Mr. Farage says the country has been let down by its leaders.
Many in our establishment, far from respecting the vote, have done everything they can in the last 2 years to overturn the greatest democratic exercise in the history of our nation. And it is a total and utter disgrace.
Some of Mr. Farage's supporters will not only back him now in the European elections, but hope to be able to vote for his Brexit party at Britain's next national election. With the uncertainty facing Mrs. May's government, that could happen much sooner than its scheduled date of 2022. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.